I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a segment.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for Confirm or Deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
Confirm or Deny is brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Lease the 2022 RX350 premium package from just $318 bi-weekly for 39 months. Available for immediate delivery. Details at DonValleyNorthLexus.com. What a flawless read. So I'm going to pass the baton over to the grappler who will present our topics for Confirm or Deny.
Very impressed with the read. Nailed it. I know you were a little nervous heading into the show with that read. A little bit wordy, but no, you very flawless.
Thank you.
All right. Confirm or Deny. George Springer cannot be looked upon as a reliable center field option for the remainder of his contract.
He's got, 3 years left on his deal, does George Springer? I'm going to confirm it, and we know he's getting up there in the years. I think a move to right field just makes a lot more sense. Less taxing on the body, and I think you're going to see a lot more DH for Springer, not only for the remainder of this season, but heading into next season as well. I'm going to confirm it. I think Springer starts next year in right field.
I'm going to deny it, Grappler, and that's just because he's going to have an offseason here where he's going to be able to get himself healthy, take the time that he needs. He's been injured right from the get-go with the Blue Jays. I think at some point throughout this contract, he's going to need to take the appropriate time off where he doesn't have things lingering, whether that involves surgery or whatever the case may be. But I think at some point throughout this contract, he's going to be a guy who's reliable at center field, and he won't have the lingering issues.
Yeah, I'm going to deny it as well. I think hopefully over the offseason he can kind of figure out that injury that is ailing him. But also, there's no young guy who's there pushing, trying to move him to the corner outfield at this point. Like, who's going to go and troll patrol center field for the Blue Jays if not for George Springer?
Has to be a free agent, I guess.
What about Whit Merrifield?
Whit Merrifield doesn't have the presence that George Springer has either, right? Like, I think when you have him in center field, I think he kind of patrols a lot for everyone else, and so I think that goes a long way for them.
Well, and again, this is kind of a domino effect. If you move George Springer to right, you're going to have to move somebody else.
Hey, Oscar,
there
now.
There you go. I mean,
what's going on with
who
him?
Knows? You could be looking Lourdes. At a deal. I think it makes sense, and I don't know if you have George Springer tied up to that contract with that amount of money, you need to find a way to keep him in your lineup, and I think a good way to do that is by moving him from center to right. What else we got? Graps?
Okay, confirm or deny. The PGA Tour and LIV Tour will one day have a Ryder Cup-style event.
Oh, what a great question. Frank, you want to take this one first?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'm going to say I'm going to deny it, Grappler. I don't think the PGA Tour has any interest in interacting or mingling with the LIV Tour because the money and the structure of the money is too different. The PGA Tour guys are going to be winning their money based on what they earn, based on merit, based on winning tournaments, making cuts. The LIV Tour, you're going to get all your money up front, and that's it. Like, it's not something where you're going to get $100 million up front, then you're going to get $4 million for every other win. Like, it's prepaid. I don't think they're going to coexist. I think there's too much bad blood from the PGA Tour side of things as far as guys leaving, guys recruiting to go over there. And I'll tell you what, man, like Will Zalatoris winning that tournament, no one on the LIV Tour will ever have that feeling that Will Zalatoris had this weekend. And
Mr.
I think that's
PGA
pretty cool.
Mr. PGA Tour, Frankie Corrado, flying the flag. I am going
Tiger Woods
to
over.
Confirm this. And Frankie, what you're saying is correct right now, but this is not a question in 3 months or 6 months. This is at some point in time. And if I know the Saudi government, they got a lot of cash to sprinkle on the LIV Golf Series. I don't foresee this going away anytime soon. I expect more top tour players to move to the LIV Golf Tour. And at some point, the PGA Tour is going to have to face facts and accept the reality that the LIV Golf Series is here to stay. And I think it would be a big-time moneymaker for both the tour and, not that they really need it, but LIV as well. Yeah. So I'm going to confirm it. Al's brother, your thoughts?
I think you've persuaded me, AK. At first, I think I was on the side where I'm like, I don't think they're going to want to give the LIV Tour the spotlight. But, I mean, LIV might come in and say, look, we'll pay you to do this tournament.
Sure.
And they've got we know the bankroll they have with the LIV Tour. I mean, they come to the PGA and they said, hey, we're going to give you a little blank check. Let's do this little Ryder Cup style. We'll all benefit from it, and you certainly will benefit from it.
Are they going to play 54 holes then? Ooh, are they going to have,
there it is.
Are they going to have the Crushers golf team?
Well, yeah.
The four aces playing against, you know, like, it's just, it's so wacky.
Well, it's like when the World Series, when it was the American League and the National League, where there was different rules, and based on where you were playing, I suppose, is where you do that. So I'm sure you could come up with some sort of compromise, sure, between the two leagues to make it happen.
I think at the end of the day, it's about the PGA Tour refusing to legitimize LIV as a legitimate tour. And for that reason, now, I think there's no chance PGA would ever consider it
in the near future.
But like, 5 years down the road, why not? Who knows how things materialize?
Well, how would that competition go?
Like, you'd have basically the top eight LIV guys versus the top eight.
Right. And what PGA, I mean, guys. Like, in the end, you'll sit there and say, wow, the PGA Tour is way better than LIV.
Well,
now,
you never know.
But who knows?
On any given weekend, Patrick Reed, like, that guy can win a tournament.
Yeah,
like,
Cam Smith, DeChambeau, like, Koepka,
like,
DJ.
Exactly. Like, there's guys that can still win tournaments, sure, there. They're just, there's a lot of name value. They're not relevant right now. The way I see it is like this, too, with the PGA Tour a lot of times. Someone comes in, they have their flash where they win a lot and they're very relevant, and then they tail off. Like, who's to say that, like, Cam Smith and Cam Young aren't what Patrick Reed and Bryson DeChambeau and DJ have all come and done, where they come in, they have their little bit of dominance, and it fizzles out, and then they're just a big household name. I hope that's not the case. I hope, you know, for Cameron Young, who's staying on the PGA Tour, I guess, you know, I hope he's someone, Will Zalatoris, but Cam Smith, he's as good as gone,
yep,
and he's going to the LIV Tour.
We'll ask Bob Weeks. He'll join us in about 20 minutes. What do we got next, Graps?
Okay, confirm or deny, Connor Bedard will have multiple seasons of at least 50 goals in the NHL.
Multiple 50-goal seasons. Now, when we discussed this earlier, we had to look and see how many guys have had multiple 50-goal seasons in the last 20 years.
100% confirm.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
100% yes. Confirm.
Go ahead, AB.
I mean, Connor Bedard, we're talking about him and his shot as if he's the next Alex Ovechkin, the next Austin Matthews. Like, for such a guy who hasn't quite grown into his body yet, the amount of power that he has in that thing, then you include the deception of that shot, he's going to score a lot of goals,
yep,
over the course of his NHL career. No, health aside, obviously, and, yep, and you never want to hope for that. But I think Connor Bedard is going to take this league by storm. He's going to be an absolute phenom when it comes to goal scoring. I could see this guy, you know, scoring 50 goals twice, three times, four. Like, maybe, yep, he's Ovechkin, where it's every year. That's kind of the benchmark of a good year. Did he put up 50 this year? If he didn't, maybe he's tailing off a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think that guy certainly, multiple, that means twice? Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to confirm it as well, and I'll look at it this way. Connor Bedard's going to enter the NHL as an 18-year-old. Let's say if he stays healthy, he's going to have a 15-year career. You're telling me he can't have two seasons where he scores 50 goals. Just based on that alone and the fact that we're talking about his shot with the likes of Ovechkin and Matthews and, you know, even Stamkos. Like, so I think there's a very realistic possibility he has multiple 50-goal seasons.
So Ovechkin's done it, I think, 9 times. And, you know, Ovechkin, you put him aside because he's an absolute freak. But, I mean, beyond that, Stamkos is at 50-plus twice. Ilya Kovalchuk scored 50-plus twice. And
McDavid or Matthews was on pace.
Matthews was on pace.
Gonna do it.
But again, Matthews is a generational goal, yes, scorer. He's going to go down as one of the great goal scorers of all time, assuming all goes right for his health.
Yes.
Is Connor Bedard at that level of goal scorer? It's just a lot to put on him. So if I was betting one way or another, I'd probably deny it. And just
you
based on
sprinkle a little bit on that.
Well, I would cheer for it. Who doesn't, yeah, want to see goals scored? But just based on, again, Stamkos did it twice.
That's a long-term
Stamkos
investment.
Is one of the great goal scorers in the last 20 years.
Stamkos has had the injury issue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of another factor where you consider, you hope Bedard plays 82 games every year.
But you also look at the way that the NHL is trending, right? It's trending into a more high-scoring game. And that's based on, you know, rule changes. It's based on them calling certain penalties, and there are more power plays in the game today. You've got more of a tandem situation. You don't have the, you know, workhorse goaltenders who are the top of the class playing, yep, 75 games. So it's easier to score today than it was 10, 15 years ago. So with that, I think in the next 15 years, they're going to keep trending that way. I doubt they're going to try and limit goal scoring. So certainly, I think that the next up-and-coming, the best goal scoring prospect that maybe we've seen since Austin Matthews, for sure, I think 250 goal seasons, two plus maybe, Definitely in the cards.
All right. All right. I like it. What else we got, Graps?
Okay, moving on to a little NFL. Confirm or deny, Lamar Jackson gets a contract done with the Ravens before week one. Hmm. A self-imposed deadline of week one.
So Lamar Jackson representing himself in these contract negotiations, and you're a pro athlete, Frank. I mean, would you ever consider representing yourself? Yeah. I mean, that's not exactly...
I've seen guys do it at the NHL level, and usually those guys, it's a pretty cut-and-dry process. It's like, listen, I've been with your organization, I've probably won with your organization, and this is what the guys who have my numbers, my pedigree, this is what they make, this is what I should make. There's a legacy portion of that involved. So, you know, I guess you can look at it that way, but... I'm going to deny it. I think the fact that it's not done yet and it's not going to be one of those things, if it's not done week one, it's going to carry on. It's going to drag out. And the fact that he's representing himself, like, I don't know what the, like, are you going to look at Deshaun?
Yes.
Like, you know, like,
if I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm like, okay, I'll just take what Deshaun Watson got.
Yeah. No,
he's won the MVP a couple of years ago.
That's a cut and dry negotiation from his point of view. He doesn't need an agent. He's going to say, listen, this is what he got. This is what I should get. Let's if it's not done by week one, don't talk to me because now I need to focus on football. You know where I'm at.
And you look at the franchise tag, which is what Lamar Jackson will play under next year if he doesn't sign a contract extension. That's still like $40 million.
Right.
So, you know, it's not like he's going to be poor. Yeah. He'll be just fine. If he wants to play under the franchise tag of $40 million, I'm sure Lamar Jackson won't be devastated to do so. Your thoughts, AB?
How difficult is it, though, when you're a guy like Lamar Jackson who was injured last year and he doesn't quite have the frame that you like to see out of a mobile quarterback like that? As an athlete, like, what is that going into it thinking, do I want to make sure that I got myself locked up long term, or do I want to go into this year and maybe risk injury? Like, don't you want that guaranteed money?
Everyone's different, man. I think a lot of people want to have security. I think a lot of athletes want to have security because it just allows you to do your job better. You don't have anything hanging over your head.
Like, how many business decisions is Lamar Jackson going to take this year knowing if I get hurt, I'm not getting paid?
But you can look at it two ways, though,
guys,
Frank.
Exactly. There are guys, and that's, I've seen it throughout my career as well, where they're like, no, I need to have something on the line.
Yep.
I need to know there's something dragging me into the fight, and maybe he's one of those guys where he looks at it and says, however many, if it's 40 million, he's like, that's not doing it for me. Like I can do better. And that's what drives some of the world's best athletes. So it's really going to depend on what side of the fence Lamar Jackson sits on.
Yeah, and you know, you could use the Deshaun Watson contract as a low threshold for Lamar Jackson. What if he goes out and has another MVP-type season, the Ravens go deep in the playoffs, and it's on the back of Lamar? Then he's going to be like, all right, Deshaun Watson, forget that deal.
There's potential.
$40 million on top.
Kyler Murray.
Sure. I mean, I'll be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL based on...
I'll confirm it, though. I'll confirm it. I think they'll figure it out. I think that he probably wants to put it to bed, and I think they also want to have him know this is our guy long term. I think they figure it out by week one.
Grappler.
All right, continuing with the NFL, we're only a few weeks away from Team Owldog making their long-awaited return. Confirm or deny, Team Owldog will win at least 55% of their games over Team Hayes.
100% confirm.
2022 NFL season.
100% confirm.
Oh, we're going to circle back on that.
Why would you 100% say that?
Confirm. Joe from the Bridge, please clip this.
Can you elaborate?
I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why would people, or I confirm... You had 55%, which is a good number. I mean,
it's a
over
good
the course
number. That's
of
a tough number. That's over, a tough number to me.
If it was 80%, you would still confirm it, but yeah, I'm going to deny it. If it was maybe 50%, but I think if we learned anything about Brian Hayes, he's a tough opponent when
he's
it comes to making NFL picks.
Hayes is seeing it. I'm going to deny it. Hayes is already tweeting out Beansy from time to time. Hayes is doing his best bets, his FanDuel best bets. He's getting a lot of them. Buddy, I think you're in tough. I really do. But you're going to be well prepared.
Good,
I know you're going to have you're going to come on here. You're going to have your stats. You're going to have all your rationales, all your reasonings.
And they're going to be junk reasonings.
I have been establishing tremendous information all offseason. We're going to apply it. I think 56, 57%, that's what we're going to aim for. That's above the 55% mark. Simple math. 100% confirmed.
I actually think you would do better on hockey than you do on NFL. You're pretty dialed in. Like, you and I text during a lot of Leaf games, and I'm like, Al's brother kind of knows. Like, he knows.
Kind of.
I would hope so. I host the Leaf show. I hope I know a little bit what I'm talking about.
FanDuel is eagerly anticipating the return of the NFL so that they could just empty your account with your terrible picks.
It's funny you say that, because I did get a text from a gentleman, a DM on Instagram, asking, hey, you still looking for roommates? I'll take the opposite of each bet you take. That way, rent will be covered either way.
Wow. And that's right. We'll have to get back into the roommate conversation a little bit later in the program.
Yeah, you've just been getting DMs show here.
Al's brother is indeed potentially looking for a roommate. So
people,
if you have interest,
reaching out,
you know where to find him on social media. One more, Graps.
I mean, just quickly, I think I can't wait to get Bob Weeks' thoughts on potentially living with you.
That should be fun.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
He'll say, who? Who?
He knows you. He knows
All right, confirm or deny, final one. Scotty Barnes should be enough of a draw to get the Raptors playing on Christmas Day. Not is, should be.
I'm going to deny this one.
Yeah.
And we know the reasons why the Raptors don't play on Christmas Day. It's purely, and of course when they won the championship, it was a little bit different, but it's just an American versus Canadian television audience. Yep. It doesn't register for ABC or ESPN or whoever has the rights there. And why would they use a Canadian team on their most heavily watched days? It just doesn't make sense from a programming perspective. So
yeah,
I will deny it.
I'm going to deny it as well. If Scotty Barnes turns into one of the top, I don't know, five players in the league, which I don't think he will be just yet, maybe he can be, then maybe you're talking a different story. And that would have to include the Raptors making multiple appearances very deep into the playoffs. But until that happens, I'm going to deny it, Grappler.
Yeah, I'm going to make it a sweep here. I'll deny it as well, mainly just for the TV sector. I don't think that they'll be looking to bring in the Toronto Raptors, so
What if it was Kevin Durant instead of Scotty Barnes? He's already a top five player in the NBA, Frank.
Also denying.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
Although a Raptors-Nets rivalry game wouldn't be too, that'd be interesting.
How annoying are the Durant rumors that come out? Oh, an unnamed executive says Durant will retire. Or, it's just like, please spare us. He's going to play for Brooklyn this year. They're not trading him. That's the end of the story.
I'll tell you what, though. First day of training camp, if Durant is not there, that's going to be great for sports talk radio.
Yeah, it will be.
How big of a fat suit you think he walks into camp with, a la James Harden?
Even if he gained 30 pounds, Durant would still be skinny. Like, that's he's just a very svelte individual, the slim reaper. Thanks to Grappler for the questions on Confirm or Deny, which was brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Lease the 2022 RX350 premium package from just $318 biweekly for 39 months. Available for immediate delivery. Details at DonValleyNorthLexus.com.